Welcome, welcome to the Why Are We Even Together podcast. And it's me, your host again, Cece, back again with another one. And today's episode will be a good thriller slash scary slash. There is a lot of gore in this. That's what I will say. I will say there is gore. But you know what? Probably not enough for it to be included in the intro. But in any case, today's episode will be on... Dash Cam. Okay. So this movie was quite interesting. It is currently streaming on Hulu. It came out this year. If you might have seen it, you might have come across it. It was advertised a lot for me. I believe it came out like, well, actually it came out, it says that it came out June 3rd, but that can't be right. That can't be right. That can't be right. But in any case, so yes, it's a movie called Dash Cam. It's on Hulu. And as I said, it's very intriguing. The movie is 1 hour and 16 minutes long. So if you're looking for something quick, for something that is a slasher, this is a slasher. It's a slasher, but also possession. Yeah, if you're trying to wonder what kind of movie this is. But let's just get to the quick of the plot of this. So surprisingly enough, this is a little more political than I thought it would be. So the main character, I'm wary to say protagonist because I'm not really on their side, but you know, we're not getting to politics. But in any case, the main character is a person who voted for Trump. They are a Trump voter. So, and this is during the time of the pandemic when it was really big. So in the middle of COVID, when everybody was really quarantining, she is that person who is like, wear your mask, yelling at people outside, but being sarcastic about it and being like a bitch about it. In any case, so she makes it very clear at the beginning that it's very clear in the beginning that her stance is she does not agree with COVID. She thinks it's a lie. She does not wear her mask. She's against the mask and she's about make America great again. When you first get to the movie, it was very interesting because it's all played out in the perspective of like a live video, like a live recording. So, you know, if you're like on Instagram Live, it's kind of like through that guise. So like instead of, so think of it, it's like definitely those movies like Paranormal Activity. It's all like that. It's like a new version of Paranormal Activity, honestly. But in this case, it's through her like live story, her live streaming. And she has a lot of fans. She has a lot of fans because her thing is she goes into her car. I believe she calls it a moving vehicle, like music in a moving vehicle or something like that. But her thing is that she's in her car and she plays this like generic beat and she just raps to it, to anything that, any of her viewers like gives a word. For instance, in the movie at one point, one of her fans or whatever, her followers puts up, one of the word of incest. And so she's creating like a rap on incest. You know, it sounds not funny. It sounds tasteless, which it is tasteless, but you know, it was interesting. But in any case, so that's like her, that's her vibe, that's her thing. You know what her kind of audience is, her followers. And yeah, that's what she does basically. She goes around and drives and stuff like that, while rapping to music and everything like that. She's an influencer, quote unquote. So, the story really starts when she is packing and she goes to London, to England, to visit her friend, in the UK. I guess they used to be in a band together or something like that. They used to tour together in the past back in 2011. Now, fast forward, this is about like 10 years later because it's like 2020 or 9, whatever you want to say. But, it's 2020, and so she's walking. I don't believe that he knows that she's coming. This is a surprise visit, I suppose. And so she's coming up. She's like, hopefully he doesn't change too much, you know, and like all of a sudden, like we see a sign like at his door that says, all lives matter. All lives don't matter until black lives do, which tells you your statement right there. Like, you know, if you don't know, then you know that people who say all lives matter, they're kind of anti-Black Lives Matter. So, you know, I'm sure you know. We're not here for politics. We're here for reviews. So in any case, yeah. And so she's just like, ugh, looks like he's like trying to prevent from getting a brick thrown in his house. But it really shows that they're both kind of not on the same like wavelength regards to politics and like, you know, basic human decency and stuff like that. So she goes inside and it's late at night. Let me say that right now. It's late at night. She goes into the house. Breaks into the house because she, finds his hidden key. And so she breaks into his house, and then goes to like his, bedroom or whatever and attempts to do, what she calls a wet kiss or something like that. Oh, like a morning wake up or something like that. Basically, she spits in her hand and she slaps him in the face to wake him up at night. But little did she know or even see that he had a woman in his bed and that was his partner. So, yeah, it like the video completely shuts off because remember, this is live and people are commenting on the little comments. And as soon as it immediately cuts out from that and cuts on to the next morning, and she's staying there. And we see like his name is Stretch. Her friend's name is Stretch. And we see his partner. She's wearing a mask. She's telling her just the main character. His name is Annie Harding. And so the Stretch's girlfriend or excuse me, Stretch's partner tells Annie, hey, you know, sanitize. She wants her to sanitize. She makes it known that she thinks COVID is real and is a thing. And Annie is sort of being obnoxious a little bit. She like does because, I mean, obviously she doesn't like that, but she doesn't want to be rude, but she still kind of is. But in any case, like she is a little obnoxious when she like says something about like she says a story. She's like, you know how I know why we call him Stretch? It's not because he's tall. It's because that he used to bring groupies back to his like little hotel room or whatever. And he would stretch out their buttholes and put fruit in them. That's why they call him Stretch. That's what she says anyway. And this, like, you know, gets Stretch just like, that's not true. That's not true. Like, he's like, he tells his partner, that's not true. That's not true. So already it's a little rocky, but, you know, it's not like rocky. It's just like she's being a little troublemaker in his life. So he's doing DoorDash or Grubhub, whatever you want to call it, whichever one it is, don't know. But he's doing one of those delivery services, and he takes Annie with him. Because I guess she's the guest in town that unplanned, but whatever. He takes her, he goes to work, he's going to work, he picks up the food or whatever. But Annie is not wearing a mask. She goes into the restaurant and the restaurant man is like, hey, you're going to have to wear a mask if you come inside. Not being rude about it, but she's telling her. And she's like, no, she says no, she declines. And then, you know, it escalates, you know, she's being very loud and obnoxious. She's saying like, oh, something might rise, blah, 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 blah. You know, just being really loud, obnoxious in the restaurant. And the guy is like, the restaurant owner is like, take her out of here, take her out of here. And Stretch is like, I'm so sorry. Blah, 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 blah. So, you know, this was his job. And so like he leaves or whatever. You know, they both leave the restaurant ever. So it's already still kind of rocky. You know, it's super rocky now at this point because she literally got in the middle of the job. I'm sure that their drive back was probably awkward, but when they get back, Annie is immediately harassed and attacked or whatever. Like she's like, she gets like this woman, like Stretch's partner like attacks Annie because she finds that Annie has a Make America Great Again hat. So she's like, this person's votes for Trump, this person's this kind of person, you know, kick her out of here, you know. She doesn't want her there. And then like Stretch has to calm his partner down, like they're talking like secretly or whatever. And mind you guys, this is all happening on her live, so people are commenting as things are going along. And so, I felt like that was the most interesting part, honestly. Like, but I'm sure you've noticed already that so far, nothing supernatural and nothing gory or anything has happened. They spent a long time, like, giving you this setup of a story, but it doesn't really feel, it's very entertaining and it doesn't feel long. However, it definitely didn't feel like, it was only like 15 minutes or 18 minutes that they spent doing this. It definitely seemed like it would have been 30 minutes with how much storyline they gave us, just with all this politics and all this relationships and all that stuff. So in any case, Annie, they're like, Stretch kicks Annie out. Stretch and his partner kick Annie out. It's like, you're not welcome here. You can't come here. I honestly thought that he would kick her out after she just like messed up his job. But like, I guess it took the hat to do it, which, you know, I'm not mad at him. But anyway, so he kicks her out. She's pissed. She steals his car. And I guess she steals his phone on the way out as well. So she has his phone and she has his car. And he's calling back he's calling her, his phone or whatever, being like, bring my car back. Don't smoke in the car. Also, Annie smokes cigarettes. Obviously, of course she would. And she's smoking in his car. Of course she is. And so there's that. And so he's like, give me back my car. We're going to throw your stuff out in the street if you don't come back. Obviously, she doesn't listen. And she gets, or rather Stretch gets a notification on his phone for Grubhub or DoorDash. He gets like a ping for food or whatever, food delivery. And so Annie accepts it because that's the kind of person that she is, because she wants to be a sabotager. And so she goes to the location. And now this is where the horror / sci-fi / creepy stuff starts. She goes to this restaurant. It's empty. It's dark. It is not open. Does not seem like it. But she sees this woman. This woman like bumps into her. This woman who's in this restaurant. And she's like, there's a woman back here. She needs your help. And like, Annie's super mean, obviously. Not super mean. But, like, not obviously. But she is super mean at this point. Because, like, the woman looks like, you know, she's, like, an older black lady. Like, obviously, like, not very coherent. Like, you know, she's, like, kind of, like, not bald, but, you know, her hair is, like, going out. She's old. She obviously needs help. She seems sick. Sorry, Annie wasn't mean. Annie was just saying, no, not here, not today. But, you know, the people commenting was mean because they were just, like, so rude. But, you know, I guess that's the internet. Can't stand them. So Annie is declining, but this lady convinces Annie to take this woman to a certain location that she needs to go to. And as she is doing this, this is basically the whole story of the rest of the time. So it's through her dash cam, like I said, so very paranoid. Sorry about that, y'all. We got disconnected, but that's very similar to what happens in the movie, because multiple times as she is live streaming, every time something supernatural occurs or happens, every time the spirit or the demonic presence is there, the viewing stops and like the internet stops and it's constantly searching. And so basically there are no more live viewers, like her live is off because I guess the Wi-Fi is sucking or something like that. But in any case, back to it. So Annie finally accepts taking this woman, this older lady with her to the location. But throughout the whole thing, there's some issue. Once she goes to the location, all of a sudden, and this is the woman that they from now on start calling crazy lady with a shotgun, something like that. But there is a crazy lady who comes with a shotgun, who comes to the restaurant or the place that Annie is delivering this older woman. And she starts attacking them. And so throughout this time, Annie is sort of kind of protecting this older woman, but also making fun of her. And then she kind of just wants to like leave this older woman. But like before she can even try, like, you know, the lady with the shotgun is there. And then all of a sudden, the older lady starts doing demonic things, crazy stuff. You know, the traditional crazy demonic, not crazy, but the traditional demonic possession stuff. Like, you know, growls, loud voices, blah, 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 blah. She's clearly, something is wrong. Like, you know, she's pooping herself. You know, they are not nice about that. Yeah. I mean, Annie isn't, because, you know, remember, she is on live and she still lifts up her dress and like shows this to people. It's just, you know, whatever. It's not real life. Got to remember that. But in any case, this woman, older lady becomes demonic, you know, and does crazy things. And Annie tries to get away, but this older lady is trying to attack her. At one point, Stretch gets involved because like he bumps into Annie. Not bumps into, he is following Annie because he looks at her live, so he knows where she is, but he's trying to locate her in order to get his car and to get his phone back, but you know, he is wrapped in the middle of this, so there is that. She's getting her friend stuck into this also. throughout the time, they're trying to get away from the older lady. But then at one point, the lady with the shotgun is attacking them and they get her trapped. Well, not trapped. They like dislocate slash almost break off her arm in the car. And so they have her like pinned, you know, trapped by the car. And this is where we find out that the older lady is her daughter. So they don't ever really explain this, which, you know, I thought was lazy of them, you know, but I'm gathering that this older lady is this woman's daughter. And I suppose with her being possessed, her like life force was sucked out, I suppose. And like she's getting older, I suppose, just because of the fact that she is being possessed. And at one point it does make sense because at one point, we see that she has an Ariana Grande tattoo on her stomach, and it's like, what kind of older lady has that? You know, they comment on that. And so that whole thing kind of makes sense. But I don't believe that Annie and them believe this woman. They never really get together, the woman and her daughter. I believe the woman dies, I think. But yeah, that's a spoiler right there. Sorry about that. And I will not spoil anything else. I will try not to, but I will say at the end, it ends because Annie ends up killing, the older lady. The demon. She ends up killing the person possessed by the demon. And, that's it. That's it. That's the end of it. Now that I've given you basically the synopsis of it, I will give you my opinion. So I thought that it was okay. I really did enjoy the background story that they provided at the beginning of it. It felt like it took forever. Not forever. It didn't feel like it. It just felt like there was a lot of information. So you would think it was 30 minutes, but really they only spent like 18 minutes, 15 minutes giving us that backstory, really. So, yeah, and that's what really got me into it. I was intrigued because of the backstory. I thought that it was really interesting, the fact that it was displayed like being in a live video, you know, so I thought that was really, really cool. But as soon as it became supernatural, that's when I lost interest. Yeah, I got bored. I kind of got bored. It reminded me a lot of Blair Witch Project. And I know that Blair Witch is basically the original Paranormal Activity. I did enjoy Paranormal Activity. I did not enjoy Blair Witch Project. And this one gave me Blair Witch Project vibes. Because it's just like you're following her on her phone. Like, you know, it's very much like they're running in the woods, but she's running in the streets or like in an abandoned theme park, which she is in an abandoned theme park at one point. So that was kind of interesting, but like not really, because her character isn't really likable. Like, I mean, maybe for some people, but for me, she wasn't likable. I wasn't really rooting for her, so I didn't really care much what happened. I did care about Stretch, but I won't say what happens with that. But yeah, she ends up killing the demon. There's that. That's the end. Yeah, it was bored. It was kind of bored when it came to the supernatural part. The only thing that kept me going was the fact that it was gory. It was pretty gory. It was pretty good on the gore side. I mean, they had to if this was all of what it was going to be. I really wish they gave more of a story when it came to, like, or at least something more than just Blair Witch Project. But in any case, there's that. I did like the ending credits. Just because, like I said in the beginning, her whole thing is that she gets a word from one of her followers, like incest. But I will say rainbow to make it happy right now. Rainbow, like a follower will say rainbow and she'll make a rhyme about rainbow or centered around that word. But in the ending credits, she was doing that, but for every person who worked on the production, like from the casting director to the costume designer, like all of them, like she used their names and she put them in the rhyme and like she kind of related to them based on what they did. Like the costume designer, like she, you know, did a rhyme based on her name being a costume designer. And I thought that was really, really cool. I really thought that was cool. I thought that was really unique and interesting. It kept me interested in the ending credits. And it also gave everybody their due. And I really appreciated that. Yeah. And just from all that alone, okay, so I'm going to give you my rating. Originally, I was going to give this a 6.9 because I really could not see myself giving this a 7 with it being the way that it was. And also, yeah, I'll just say that. But I will give it a 7 instead of a 6.9, strictly because of the fact that the gore was pretty good. They did make effort at the beginning with the backstory, so I did appreciate that. I wish that they didn't go lazy at the end, though. But I did like the credits at the end. So just because of the credits at the end, you get a 6.1 points. So you're not a 6.9, you're a 7, y'all. So good, good kudos to you on that. But yeah, that's how we felt about it. The actors. The main character who's playing Annie, I believe, when I looked it up, it said that she was playing herself. So yeah, I'm not really that big on social medias, TikToks, all that stuff. So I don't really have like the main popular person that's going on right now. But I don't recognize this person, Annie. However, it does say she's a songwriter or whatever. So I believe she just must be doing, she must do music and stuff like that. And I don't know if this is her actual personality, if this is who she is. If it is, we definitely wouldn't be getting along. But yeah, she did a good job playing herself slash playing this person in the movie. The guy who played Stretch did a really good job. Yeah, but there wasn't really much, you know. There was also, I mean, there was a person who played the older lady, but you know, she was the person who's, you know, doing the demonic scary stuff. So, you know, there's all that. But I will say that it was okay. You can definitely watch this with someone who you are friends with and you both agree politically wise on everything. Just kidding. You can totally vibe and chill with someone who you don't agree with politically. Just don't have a conversation about it right now after the movie because it might lead to an argument. And don't say that I recommended you guys to watch it. But I do recommend y'all to watch it. And I also recommend if you are like doing a marathon of like, let's say we'll do watch all the Hellraisers right now. Or good luck on that. Or the Child's Play. You're watching all of the Child's Play. If you want to like a movie that's gonna like be like a breaker, let's gonna take it, get the taste out of your mouth, you know, give you like a different change, you know, this is a good one because it's only an hour and 12 minutes long ish. So you know, it's a good like, you know, it's a good little mini breaker from whatever you're watching previously. You know, it's a good one if you want to start your marathon, if you haven't already started it. If you want to start it, it's a good starter. It's kind of short, and it blurs the reality to the fictional. But y'all, I hope this helps. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that this helped. Please give me your opinions on how you feel about it and let me know what the lineup is for your Halloween marathon. But no, I really hope this helped. Give me your opinions. I want to know what you felt about it. Politics and all. Ha ha ha. But in any case, why are we even together? Not to talk about politics, but to figure out what we're going to watch. Oh, and also, it's an amazing show. All right, bye.